chat. Live healthy, live whole, living in destiny. Loving you, Dr. Gina. Mind, body, and soul. Talk about what's on your heart. Be free, encouraging, creatively. She does it all. Loving Dr. Gina. Dr. Gina's radio chat.
Well, good morning. Hello, everyone. And thank you for tuning in to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Oh, my goodness. What a show today. I always love doing Dr. Gina's Radio Chat because you know why? I get to hang out with you guys. And that's what I love the most. I love talking to my listeners all over the world. God bless you all for staying with us and tuning in to us and participating and spreading the word and making this show one of the number one talk shows on internet in history. I'm going to go that far. You know, I'm real dramatic. But anyway, I'm so excited. Anyway, we have Ebony giving us 5 minutes of glam. We got Keisha. Me and her and I are going to be talking about children and the challenges that they face today, the ins and outs of what they have to go through every day. And also my main man, comedian A-Train, is not going to be with us today. He has something that he had to do, but he sends us all love and well wishes for today. He's my main man. He's got stuff going on, but he will be joining us next week, so I know you guys are going to miss him and his funny. But today in D.C., it is a whopping 80 degrees already, and it's not even noon yet. It's supposed to go all the way up to 92 degrees. Sunny, I'm talking about blazing, no clouds in the sky. 83 degrees in Raleigh, North Carolina. You're going up to 91 degrees today. Another hot scorcher there. Detroit, Michigan, you holding it down. 79 degrees. You're cloudy, though. No sunshine until later on this afternoon, and your high is 84. I think that's pretty good for Detroit. Richmond, VA, hey, you got a whopping 84. You are sunny, and you are 94 degrees high today. Jacksonville, where you at? You guys are less in the temperatures than we are. That's so funny. Normally, you guys are blazing. Jacksonville, Florida, you are 83 degrees, partly cloudy, I'm sorry, and 87 degrees is your high. The clouds are going to move away around 2 o'clock. Anyhow, guys, listen, I wanted to talk to you about last week, the show with the Mother's Day weekend show with the Barkays, Eddie LaVert, and and the Temptations. It was really a nice event. The weather was so nice, and it was supposed to actually rain in Augusta, but the rain held up until the next day when I was rolling out of the city. But it was really, really nice. I mean, Eddie LaVert, the Temptations, they did an awesome job. And it was such a wonderful, colorful crowd there. So many different people were there to celebrate. And it was just really well put together. The people there that put the whole event together, the chairs, everything was very nice, very elegant for an outside event. I really enjoyed myself. And I want to give a special shout out to Augusta, Georgia. You know, I got nothing but love for you. Thank you for so much support that you guys give me. I really enjoy you guys. And just keep spreading the word and telling everybody about the health and soul, fitness, boot camps, and keep spreading the word about Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. So much going on. This last week, I became a godmother. For some of you that don't even know, I became a godmother. And you know what? His name is MJ. And I just love him. He's so cute and so adorable. It's such an honor to be a godmother. I just can't tell you how much I appreciate God for allowing me to be chosen. I'm so honored, and I'm going to instill into him and impart into him the same prayer life, the same intercession, the same godly counsel that I give to my own son. But I'm just so honored to be someone's godmother. That just blessed me. And also, that same day that he was born, which was last Thursday, I was able to get the cover of The Keys Against the Enemy, my second book that's coming out. God is just moving. I give him all the glory and all the honor. And I often pray that I never take away anything that is all him, that I don't take any credit for it, or I don't take ownership of it, that he gets all the glory, and make sure that I'm standing in the right position to receive from him, but also to represent him. I want to represent him in the best way possible. And so, therefore, I'm just really thankful for everything that he's doing. So I got the cover, the front and the back cover, and it is absolutely gorgeous. If you guys follow me on my social media, please go and check it out on my timeline. I want you guys to go ahead and join me on Facebook, Dr. Gina's Radio Chat Facebook page, and my Health and Soul Fitness page. And also, don't forget to go to the website. You've got to join in and see what I'm doing all the time and what God is doing. And it's also words of encouragement and things like that. And also go on to Do It Again and see what happens. That is comedian A-Train's social media on everything as well. You guys can follow him and also tune in to what he's got going on, shows and things like that. And he's always got something funny going on as well. But yes, this has been a wonderful, amazing week. I tell you, I can't believe what God has been doing. And Excel with Gina R. Prince was this Monday live on Facebook. For those of you that don't know, I actually have an Excel with Gina R. Prince live Facebook show that God actually had me put together that is just a lot of words of encouragement and it's different topics. And I might do interviews. I might go to a store, a clothing store somewhere, interview people randomly. You never know what's going to be going on with Excel with Gina R. Prince. So I just wanted to let you all know that's something fun that you can tune in at on Mondays at 7 p.m. You can tune into that and actually get something out of that. So, yeah, it's always something going on with me, and God is just expanding. And the show is actually going to have a set this summer, which is going to be fantastic. I'm super excited about that. And some professional cameras, and it's actually going to be on YouTube this summer. So, be looking out for that because I want you to subscribe to that so you can be a part of it. You never know who's going to be on Excel. These are going to be interviews that I'll be doing, that I will be posting, if it's randomly at shows or if it's going to be just somebody coming into the studio itself and actually sitting down talking to me. And it's just going to be fun, you guys. So I want you to tune in for all of that. And also coming up again, because Health and Soul is doing so well, we are actually going to do Curvation Elevation. It's acting a part two fitness DVD that we are doing. I'm super excited about that. We're going to be talking about curves, building curves. A lot of women want, body and, curves in their arms, curves in their hips and their waist and their thighs and things like that. So a lot of the workout exercises are going to be geared to that, where you're going to be a sculptor. I'm going to sculpt your body with curvation. Elevation. So super glad about that. So we're sitting up here now waiting on everything to come together with everything that's on the line and just really glad that God is moving. So right now, as we are preparing to continue on with the show, you guys have to stay tuned on a commercial break and we'll be right back. We're going to take a commercial break right now and then we'll be right back.
Hi, my name is Gina R. Prince, and I am super excited about sharing with you my new fitness DVD called Health and Soul. Health and Soul, what does that mean? Well, for me, one day when I was praying and speaking with the Lord, and He ministered to me, He put that in my spirit, Health and Soul. And He said the meaning of that is that I want people to be healthy, and I want their souls to be healed and whole as well. He said wholeness. And so as the time has gone by, God has really ministered to me about what He wants from the body of Christ as far as us being whole. He wants our mind healed and whole. He wants our body healed and whole. He wants our souls healed and whole. And so this is the beginning of the journey.
Freedom and deliverance are available to you in Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny by Dr. Gina R. Prince.
One woman's story is everyone's struggle in Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny. Available now at drginaprince.com.
What it is, everybody? It's your boy, Country Wayne, Mr. Swag Right and Everything, and I'm on Dr. Gina's radio chat.
Oh, my goodness. You never know what's going down on these live shows, you guys. But anyway, yes, so like I was saying, we got so much stuff going on. I want you to, those of you also, oh, gosh, I can't forget this. I got to let you know before we get away from time. There's actually in Atlanta, Georgia. Hey, ATL, I'll be coming your way June. In June, I'm super excited about that. June the 24th, I have a prayer breakfast that I'll be attending, actually hosting, with Darlene McCoy. And this is going to be a great event. I want to go ahead and make sure that I'm getting the information right to you. It's going to be in ATL, so I'm super excited about that. Oh, I thought it was on here. Okay, one second. Let me get this for you. Okay, so Rachel Arnold Lee, she's actually the actual, actually the visionary behind the whole thing. She's actually the one that had invited me to come and be the host. And we went to school together. She's going to be coming on the show at some point and talking about it. But yeah, Rachel and Prophetess Tara and Darlene McCoy is going to be there along with me. And this is at Fairfield Inn and Suites by Marriott. And this is going to be at Stockbridge in Stockbridge, Georgia, right outside of Atlanta. You know how Atlanta got all these surrounding cities and whatnot. This is a prayer breakfast. Okay. Prayer breakfast 2017 Sparkling Gym on the 24th of June at 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. And tickets are only $30. Listen, this is worth sewing in. You definitely want to sew into this because God is going to move. I know he's going to move at this prayer breakfast because we've been praying. We've been, you know, getting ready, you know, spiritually so we can pour out into every person that's going to be blessed there. And also for us, we want to see God move even for us. So as the host, the psalmist, the minister, and the first lady, we want to see God move. So we are definitely expecting a move of God. We're expecting words of anointed words to come and bless our souls. We are looking for that, so I want you to mark that in your calendar. Again, this is the prayer breakfast that's going to be at Stockbridge, Georgia, and it's the prayer breakfast 2017 Sparkling Gym, June 24th at 9 a.m. Get your tickets, and check my timeline. Oh, actually, you can register now at powerbreakfast.info. www.powerbreakfast.info. All right, get your tickets right now. We're going to have them on next week or the week after to come in and talk about this prayer breakfast and all that we are expecting God to do. But right now, without further ado, we got Keisha joining us. Hey, Keisha.
Hey, Dr. Gina and everybody listening. How are you?
Hey. Okay, so listen, I said that we were going to have a conversation today, and just wanted to know how what your thoughts are as far as what the kids have to deal with today, just the challenges that they have to deal with. Are they greater than what we had before? It seems like it is.
I think they're way greater. And, you know, again, as I said the last time, you know, having a middle schooler, the challenges are way greater than whatever I was exposed to when I was in middle school. So recently there was a situation at school, and Darrell comes home every time. Everything is bullying to him, and I think he thinks it's all bullying because the children are either bigger or they're basically taking things from him. And he had one of those fidget spinners that's like the trending gadget now. He traded with another boy in school. They were supposed to trade, and then the other boy took his back. So basically left Darrell without one. So when Darrell came home, he first started saying that he lost it, and I know my child, and I'm asking him, okay, you don't lose it. He hasn't even lost his cell phone. So I kept probing and kept, you know, questioning him what really happened to it. So he told me that he traded it and that the other little boy took his back too. I said, so that left you with none, you know, and trying to teach him how to address the issue. And he's at that point now. At first, it was okay for Molly to come to the school, talk to the child, talk to the teacher. he basically begged me not to come to the school. So now this is a problem for me because I'm wondering, you know, what is it that you don't want me to come to the school and talk about? I don't go acting a fool. He know I have a relationship with all kids, and I usually resolve the matter. And it finally came out, he told me that he was scared of the child. And I asked him, well, does this child mess with you in school? And he said, no. Okay, well, why are you scared of him? Well, he always messes with everybody else, and he has about 15 of them. He's taking it from other kids, and I had to explain to him that, first of all, that none of that is the appropriate behavior. It's not right. Secondly, an adult needs to know what he's doing because he could be taking anything from everybody and bullying other. I think that's a form of bullying. And, you know, I'd explain it to her, you don't have to fear anyone, nobody. And if somebody takes something from you, that's why you have adult support there. But it's so bad in the schools that these children are afraid to speak out to the teachers, that they hold it in, they suppress it, they try to deal with it on their own. They don't talk to the parents about it. And they don't get a resolution. They don't get their things back. And then the flip side, the child is doing the inappropriate behavior. They're not redirected. They're not guided. They're not told a better way to handle things or a better way to do things. So it just goes unresolved. But I mean, ultimately, I did go to the school and I talked to his teacher and I asked her not to, you know, specifically point out Darrell, but to address this child who has taken other kids' things. I mean, and Darrell ended up getting it back. But it was such a shocker because Darrell has never told me he's scared of anybody. And I know those days are coming where, you know, a fight may arise or he really just, I don't know, I just feared it one day I'm going to pick up the phone, he's going to call me crying and something has happened, because that's what you see on TV, that's what you hear about these schools. But the bullying starts with something so small, and bullying is ultimately just a form of control. And the children that do the bullying, they are tortured at home 9 times out of 10. They're mistreated. They're not shown any love. So they go to school or they go around other children that they feel that they can basically punk, in so many words, because they get a sense of control or it's that moment where nobody's punking me, basically. And it's trending. It's all through the school. It's in elementary schools. And it's sad. And then both children, and ultimately as a parent, most parents want to react towards the aggressor. But they're not the wrong. They need guidance, too. They need redirection. You want to get mad and why are you bothering my child? But that child needs a hug just like your child needs one. So it's kind of hard to really reach parents and, you know, have them not to react angry. But it's a human nature. You know, that's your child. You want to protect your child. But look at the child who's doing the behavior. He's missing that. That's why he's doing that. So I just wanted to, you know, reach out to any parent. You know, if you have a child, you got to talk to them. You got to communicate and know your child, because Darrell doesn't lose things. So I knew losing it was not, he was telling me a story. So I had to keep asking him and keep asking him until he finally felt comfortable enough. He flat out said he was scared.
Well, listen, this is what I wanted to say to that. I always often ask, you know, Emmanuel about how he's being treated in school as well, because that's a major concern, I think, for anybody, especially when you have boys. And, you know, because we don't want them to turn to being, you know, ruthless. You know, we don't want them to turn to the left or the right. We want them to stay the way we send them out there. You know what I mean? So we don't want them to, you know, have to feel the pressure of being part of a gang or being a part of the bad kids. And I don't mean to say bad kids. That's a bad word. I was trying to. Trouble kids,
it's like
that.
Right, okay,
trouble kids. You know, I don't want to call anybody kid bad, you know, because I don't want to speak that over nobody. But, you know, troublesome kids, you know, that may be going through some situations at home and stuff like that. We don't want to have to feel that they feel like they have to be a part of that just to stay free from any bullying themselves. You see what I mean? So I always try to make sure that Emmanuel, first of all, what's going on in school? You know, and he tells me about all these fights and stuff that's going on. And I haven't heard anything about any bullying, but I know that it happens in school. And it's really, really it's always been there, but it seems like it's just progressed so much, you know, nowadays. And, you know, I don't know. We have to talk about how we can help the situation. But Keisha, can you stay on the line with me? Stay on the show with me for a little bit, because I got Blackman on the air right now from Cameo, and I want to pick up where we left off. Is that okay? Okay, so joining us now is one of the Cameo team members. Hey.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Hello.
Yes.
I'm doing okay. I'm so sorry.
Is this Larry?
Yes, Larry Blackman. Yes.
Mary, you know what? We put an APB out on you. We ain't.
I know, I am so sorry.
You're busy. I know you're busy. You're doing shows and rehearsing. And
never too busy
constantly.
For you. Never too
well,
busy
you know what?
You.
I appreciate that, Larry. And I know you, God bless your manager. What's her name? Catherine, Kathy?
Yes, yes.
Oh, my
yes,
God. Cause
yes.
She was trying to get in touch with you. So, Larry, what is going on? You got people wanting to hear what's going on with Larry Blackman. What's happening with you now?
Well, a lot of things are happening. We're working, and that's a blessing. And
yes,
it
is.
We're working on a new album that's been, you know, it's kind of hard, you know, when you book yourself and you're trying to record at the same time, it just makes it that much more difficult. However, you know, I find that with that extra stress, it helps the music a great deal.
You know what? We love your music, Larry, from the beginning, back and forth. And I mean, it's like, all of that stuff. Do you ever sit back and realize what you all have contributed to music through the years?
Every day.
Oh, my
God. We're so appreciative. Our fans are some of the most loyal. And you know, it's nice to be a part of urban history. It's really nice.
You definitely are part of urban history. Go ahead, Larry.
No, I said it's what we wanted from the beginning. You know, we always wanted to be worthy of some of the acts that we admired. And we didn't know if it would happen, but it's just been wonderful. It really has. It's been a blessing as well. And we look around.
So,
and
what
we
are
hear
some of the
music? Go ahead. Please.
What are some of
Please
the
continue.
Artists that you actually looked up to? That you just when you just spoke of that. What are some when you first started? What were some of the artists that you looked up and admired?
Well, everyone from George Clinton to Earth, Wind & Fire, and a lot of other artists before Isaac Hayes, Barry White. I mean,
wow.
You know. If you listen to our music, you'll hear influences of that, I guess, genre of music. Okay, and
wow.
You know, and plus we listen to people like Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, and you know, especially Sly Stone. Come on now, I mean, you know,
wow.
I mean, these people gave us reasons for wearing bell bottoms.
Wow.
Back in the day. So, you know, it was, I mean, you have to really love music to do what we accomplished. And, you know, and we still love it today. And, you know, I guess the challenge in some cases is how much do you want to be influenced by some of the music of your contemporaries, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But music is something that you love from the beginning, you know, as young children, and it carries on, you know, to adults, and you know, that's not something that you ever lose.
Well, that is so fascinating to me, and I agree with you 100%. And especially just any part of this industry can relate to that. We had last week, because you mentioned George Clinton, we had Val from the Mary Jane Girls on.
Oh, really?
Last week.
Oh, my buddy.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
yes,
he was on, and also we had Larry Dobson from the Barcade. He was on, and he was just telling us. Yeah, so we, you know, and then the week before that, we had Eddie LaVert. I don't know why I said Eddie LaVert from the Barcade. Lord, forgive me for y'all. That's a definitely wrong. It was Eddie LaVert from the old days. I had the Barcades on my mind when I spoke about it earlier today in the beginning of the show. But Eddie LaVert was on from the old days. The week before, so we've been really getting a lot of history and a lot of information and influence from the artists that have left a legacy. I mean, you guys are legends. You are legendary legends, leaving a legacy.
Thank you so much.
So many. Yes, because your music is being sampled. Your music is being in movies, in television shows, and things like that. I mean, we're pulling on you, and last week, A-Train, comedian A-Train was on. He's he hosts the show with me, he's not here today, but one of his things was, which was so valid and so important, was that we as a generation, we don't pull from you guys as much, and we don't listen to how you started and get the wisdom and the impartation as much. And I was encouraging a lot of the artists of today is that when you do have a Larry Blackman cameo show and you are in that same city, go on and go backstage and see and tell them that you're, you know, this rapper or this, I mean, because you probably know him, Chance the Rapper or whomever it may be, Kendrick Lamar, whoever, and ask them some questions about how they have longevity. I mean, because there's got to be something to it. And you guys, it works for you. It's like, I'm going to tell you like this. To me, it seems like your music is never left us, but it seems like it's so valid and so important to so many today because of the change of the sound of the music. People love what we had. And so now, Grown and Sassy is like, yeah, we're going to Cameo. Yeah, we're going to go see OJ's. These are where the tickets are selling because people want that old thing back that's never running old.
Yes.
It just continues to be
hot
and sassy. So I just appreciate you taking the time out to talk to the listeners, you know, all over the world, because they love you. Like I said, the moment I market, you know, put it out there, people were like, yeah, I know him. I know his family. I can't wait. I'm excited. I mean, they really, really love you. My question is, what kind of shows are you rehearsing for now so people can get ready to go and buy their tickets?
Well, goodness gracious, I know we're working Concord, Phoenix in the next week or so. Ms. Fain would know more of my schedule than I do after booking it, then I go into whatever you're doing at that time. But some of the acts that you mentioned are contemporaries, and we work often together or at least in close proximity. And mm-hmm. you know, and I have so much respect for them as well and love them as well. You know, as I said, Val Young and Larry Dodson. Larry Dodson is... I mean, he's really an icon, an A-list entertainer, okay? And I remember Larry from Wattstack's days, you know?
Wow.
You know, sitting in the movie, watching that performance, you know, it was thrilling for me. And before we were, as known as we are, okay? And so, you know, and guys like that dedicate themselves to an industry that, you know, has its quirks. But if you love what you do what you love.
Yes. And that brings to me, you know, that was a question that just came to me before you said that. You know, I know that it's been some highs and lows in the business, in the industry, in your personal life and things like that. You know, the love for your music and your craft, is that what gets you through the over the hump time and time again?
I mean, you can't think of many other things because, you know, this is a, you know, unless you're a glutton for punishment, I mean, when you love music, I guess as much as you contribute to it sort of, demonstrates the amount of love you have for what you do. I mean... You know, in everyone's life, we have ups and downs, and regardless of profession, regardless of, you know, what we decide to spend our time, you know, doing most of, but, you know, this is just something that if you love it, you're going to do it, and I guess the history of your music and the history of some of the things you've been involved with will tell you a great deal about just the capacity for your love.
Wow. Well, let me ask you this, because, you know, first of all, Alligator Woman was my favorite. How did you come up with that?
It was so strange. At the time, it sort of typified the kind of woman that you occasionally ran into.
Putting it mildly, you know? I might say. Larry, you're yes. really good with your words.
Well, thank you very much. But yes, and it was such a strange time for a song like Alligator Woman to have reached the heights of the, you know, urban charts and everything. I don't think it mattered to us as much about what it did as much as we wanted to put it out there because it had something to say. I guess the same with She's Strange. You know,
I think everybody can relate to that.
And then we're talking about living the single life, you know, so, you know,
I'm sorry. I love every last one of those songs. Okay, so, wait a minute, because I'm realizing that I'm a real fan for real. I mean, I love it, but after you reminded me of all of these hits that you've had, I mean, talk about replay over and over and over again until my tape pops, okay? That was laughing, y'all. So let me ask you this, okay, everybody loves candy. Everybody. I mean, is that, and I don't know. Okay, so how did that come about?
Well, you know, pretty much the same. You know, if you listen to Cameo's music, it's, you know, pretty much, you know, a history of a contemporary male experience.
Right.
Through the years. Okay? I mean, and we just wanted to be the voice of what we observed. Okay? And at the time, you know, we noticed a lot of college and other people during the summer breaks. They lived a life, or at least a portion of it, that, you know, that they preferred. And, you know, and after observing it so long, we just decided to be the voice of that particular person, that, I guess, I don't want to say category, but, you know, what we did, okay, and who we were at different times. And so,
well, Larry, I think we'll all listen to your music now with a clearer understanding and a different perspective. I mean, because it's now you're giving us the inside of it. When we just really just love the words, the beat, the music, your energy. I mean, it's just been amazing. It's been an amazing ride. I grew up with you. I love everything that you guys have done. And like I said, I'm a true fan, and I know every person that is listening that are fans of yours now has this inside scoop, we feel like. So now when we play, we know exactly what it meant, you know, where it came from and everything like that. And I cannot tell you how much I appreciate you and your busy schedule coming on Dr. Gina's radio chat, fulfilling, you know, this day and giving us all that you've given us. And your voice, you sound just like you sound your music. And I love your voice.
Thank you.
Yes, indeed. Yes, and you're a friend of Dr. Gina. You know, you're more than welcome anytime to come on. If you got something that's going on, if you want to share it, whatever, you are more than welcome to just give me a ring, and you are more than welcome to.
Thank you very much.
Yes, because I really enjoyed
this. I appreciate it.
Yeah,
you
are so welcome.
And I certainly will take advantage of that. I'll take advantage of that invitation.
Yes, you better. And I hope I get to see you sometime in the near future at one of your shows. I do hosting all over the nation as well. So hopefully I'll be able to see you in person and we'll be able to actually take a picture because I know you're on the road now. And again, you know, guys, for him to take the time out to do this, he was in rehearsal late last night. So I'm just super thankful and appreciative. Can you tell everybody how they can reach you, like you have social media, a website, or whatever, how they can communicate
Absolutely.
With you.
You can reach us through CameoNation.com, okay? CameoNation.com.
Yeah.
And, you know, and join some of the other Cameo lifers and find out about anything Cameo.
Yes, everything. Because Tommy Jenkins, how many of it is four of you or was it three? How many of it is in Cameo?
Well, there are nine of us, really.
Nine?
Okay, but we have.
Because you got the band.
Yes, but we have five lifers, you know, people that have been here, you know, over 10 years and
wow.
And on. And so, you know, it's been a wonderful experience, and it's been a pleasure talking with you, Dr. Laura. This is the first time that I am. I've ever been on your show, and I love your voice also.
Okay.
Your voice sounds great too.
Thank you so much, man. You got me blessing.
It's been a pleasure.
Listen, get you some rest, and thank you. And I look forward to you coming back on again, and maybe you can bring some of the other members, the next time, and we can talk about whatever show you got performing the next one or whatever. Okay.
Indeed. Thank you.
All right, honey. Thank you so much. Talk to you soon. Wow, Keisha, what do you think about that? Wasn't that cool?
That was the bomb. I remember that song. I was a little young, but I do it just like Candy. I remember that.
Yes. I know, right? I mean,
and it come on today, I still groove to it. It's never going to get old.
It never gets old. It never gets old. I didn't even realize how many members they had. I thought it was like three or four of them. And but no, he said it was a lot because they got the whole band and stuff. You know, I'll tell you. But that was great. I'm so glad that you was able to stay on. So now going back into this whole bullying thing, girl. I mean, so is that one of your concerns as well? You know, as far as, you know, like raising a young man, you know, because they're going to have to stand up for themselves at some time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're going to be tried. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. It's been a concern from day one. You know, most of my journey, I've been a single parent. I'm not now, thank God. But just that whole raising and, again, that exposure, if they're not exposed to the streets and surviving on their own, it makes it even harder to really try to teach them ways to defend themselves, whether it be with words or walking away or, you know, somebody's invading your personal space, you have the right to hit them back. That's how I was raised, and that's how I want Darrell to be able to go to school, but also demand that respect from others that you cannot just walk up to me, put your hands on me, or take something from me. So this whole experience is new for me, and it teaches me really to humble my tongue because, you know, like I said, you as a parent, you want to react and, you know he didn't take it from my son. But on the flip side, working with children, I learned to love the child that does the inappropriate behavior because I know for a fact a child is not birthed performing, with challenges. They're taught that. They lack the things that our children receive. So it makes it really difficult. And two, trying to teach Darrell how to not hate other children or get angry with them and teach and show them love also and be their friend. But it makes it difficult to teach him how to interact with children that are harming them, whether it's verbal, emotional, physical, however it may be. But it's always been a fear in the back of my mind. And again, that whole stigma of the boys don't cry and teach them to be tough. You know, it's okay to back down from some things, but it's also okay to stand up for yourself and defend yourself. So that's where we're at with this sixth grade challenge and puberty, hormones, all of that good stuff. It plays a big factor too. But bullying is definitely there. It's, I think, like you said, it's really progressing now. It's more obvious. It's just out there now. Like it seems like it's okay, and there aren't any things. I feel like there aren't any actions in place in schools that really put their foot down and stop this. It gets to the point where a child commits suicide. You know, the 8-year-old little boy who hung himself at 8 years old. You, the fact that you even know how to hang yourself, that's a problem. That's a big problem.
How do they learn how to do that? That's the devil, girl. Who's teaching somebody how to hang?
That small that you want to end your life, baby. Like, that's a
yes.
baby.
And you know what?
Stuff
this
like
is
that
the thing.
Is things.
It's rough. It's rough. I mean, to some, the abuse to get to that point that you want to take your life. And that's the thing. that, you know, I have to say that we as parents have to communicate with our children. We can't assume that they know everything. We can't assume that they're in the right state of mind. We don't know the pressure. You know, we have to sometimes remember what it was like when we were younger. And I remember that it was a lot of taunting and, you know, slut calling and bee calling and, you know, jealous girls, bully girls. I mean, just a bunch of stuff. Body image issues. A lot of that stuff was going on when I was in middle school, going on to high school. And, you know, the thing I don't want my child to do is to have to feel the pressure to have to blend in just to stay out of the, you know, to stay out of being separate. You know what I mean? If that makes any sense. I don't want him to feel the pressure of having to do that because he's afraid that he's going to have to, you know, he's going to get the bullied or jumped on or whatever. And that's one of my concerns. And he asked me about this doggone thing today, and he found $10 in his pocket from when we was out of town. And he asked me to go get this flip thing or whatever it's called. What in the world? What is that?
So it's a hand gadget. It's called a fidget spinner. And just to hold the quick background on those, they were created for children with autism. It has a circle in the middle where you would use two fingers to hold it and you spin it. So basically, it's like an attention. It helps children focus. It actually works ADHD, all of that. So it's now a trending, like a popular, not necessarily a toy, just a gadget that all the children want. They come in cool colors, designs, lights, all that kind of stuff. So, you know, I was reading on social media, because it's the in thing now, some parents are against it. They think it's stupid, et cetera, et cetera. Oh, my child's not going to have this because it was for children with autism. No, that's what it was generally created for. But the indirect effect of it is that it actually relaxes adults. It helps children focus better. I watched Darrell sit there and do his homework with it in his hand under the table, and he was a lot more calm than he is normally when because math is his struggle. So he's already intimidated when he sits down at the table. So I've watched him actually fool with this gadget. It's kind of like a stress ball. Like, you know, if you get nervous, you can have that in your hand. The hand has sensories in it that actually send messages to the brain to relax you. It's a natural stimulant, but people could look at it negative because it's a toy. And, okay, I mean, sometimes toys have a good effect if you teach a child what the purpose of. Like, Darrell know the background of it, and I told him what it was for, but he actually discovers that it helps him relax, and I noticed it. So, again, I mean,
the kids nowadays is in the school treating it like it's a jail, a prison, and they're using it like a trade-off and commissary. And you know what I mean? I need the kids to stay kids, and that's the thing. How do we get them back to not taking on adult roles? We're going to pick up on that, and I want you to elaborate on that key. How do we get back our children? We got to go ahead and go with Ebony coming on now, giving us 5 minutes of glam. Hey, Ebony, girl.
Regina, how are you?
Girl, I'm so sorry we're running behind. You know how we do on this live show. We only got an hour. And sometimes everybody ain't on time. So I'm sorry it throws us off. So I thank God for your patience and the listeners as well. What do you have for us today? I got Keisha on with us. We're talking about our youth today, and she's going to be listening as well as you give us 5 minutes of glam.
Okay, great. Well, today we're going to be talking about, I'm going to go deeper into contouring. It seems like lately I've been getting a lot more questions about that. So pretty much the purpose of contouring is to add some dimension and shape and structure to your face. Have you ever seen someone or a female, they have on, they put on their foundation, and that's all they put on. They just put on their foundation, and they walk out the house. So when they go outside,
I do that.
Okay, so when you put on your foundation and you don't contour with it, it doesn't add that shape and that dimension back to your face, because the foundation covers up all of your blemishes, all of your dark areas, and all of your natural contours. So after you do that, you need to add the contour back to your face. So even if you don't want it to be really, like, super dark or anything like that, you can do something where it's light. Now, say you do want to walk out the house where you really don't have to do a lot to your face, you can always take some concealer and use a shade lighter than your skin tone to put underneath your eyes, and that'll kind of keep, it'll kind of look like you did something to your face, but it'll keep you having like your natural contour. It'll stand out a little bit more rather than actually having to like contour with the powder, because some people don't like that. So, and some people don't know that it's other things that you can do. So with that being said.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead. With that being said, go ahead.
So with that being said, like it's just, it's so much that you can do with contouring. I mean, people contour their face, they contour their nose, they contour their lips. When you contour your face, you know, you go around the perimeter of the face. You go in the hollows of your cheek, which is directly under your cheekbone. Sometimes you'll see people do that little, the funny fish face. It's because they want to make sure that they're placing their contour in the proper place and trying to get the perfect angle. When people contour their nose, you know, they go down the sides of their nose and take it up under their brow. And sometimes people take it into their brow, like into their brows, just to make sure that everything looks perfect. You know how you see celebrities on TV and you think that they had surgery, like they went under the knife to get their nose shaved, and honestly, they just have a really, really good contour. Like, I've had clients come to me and ask me, can you make me look like I have a nose job? Like, it's amazing what makeup can do and how much dimension makeup can add and actually take away. And another place that people contour is their lips. You can either make your lips look much bigger, much fuller, or you can make them look smaller. For me, I already have naturally full lips, but I love a plump lip, so I always line my lips with a darker lip liner, and then I put the lighter shade in the middle to give it, like, that ombre effect. And you just have to make sure that when you're blotting your lips together that you blend the lines so that you don't have any harsh lines. That's a way that you can make your lips look fuller. But you can make them look smaller if you take the dark lip liner in a little bit further and only put the lighter shade of the lipstick or the lip gloss in the middle. That'll help to make your lips look smaller. It seems like contouring is more like an illusion. It makes you think you're seeing something, you know, that's really not there. Some of the products that you can get to contour is the NYX palette. It's a highlight and contour palette that's sold at, you know, beauty supply stores, Ulta, things of that nature. And it comes with at least four different contour shades. And that'll be easier for you to, like, play around and see which one works best for you. And then Black Radiance also has, like, a True Complexion contour palette and powder. I normally contour my face with just powder. I'll use cream and then use the powder contour to set the cream if I'm going somewhere special. Like if I'm going somewhere that I know I'm going to be taking a lot of pictures, it's a special occasion, special event, that's when I'll do that, because sometimes that can look too harsh or too dramatic for me. And then some people also use the MAC Mineralize Skin Finish. You can go into MAC and they have so many different shades. There's no reason why you shouldn't be able to find a good color that you can contour with. And then some people also use bronzers as well, which can be found at, you know, it can be found at any beauty store, any Ulta, Sephora, or it can be found at any drugstore as well. So yeah, that's my. I know it's a lot.
No, really, it was very informative, and I was listening to you, and I was picking up some tips. The thing is that for me, like we always talk about, it takes time, and I think people really don't want to wear makeup, but they have to wear makeup because, like, the blemishes and things like that. I'm just keeping it 100. You know, people really don't want to because they really wish they could just get up and just have a natural eyebrow that's good, nice lashes that's good. And you just wake up like that, you know. But it takes time to color in the eyebrow, and then you put the mascara on, and then now, you know, you gave up some good points about the foundation, because I use fresh powder, and I don't do the contouring, but I know I've seen the contouring, and the contouring does make my cheeks pop up. So now I got to try to practice on.
Yeah, it just takes.
It
just
takes
time.
Yeah, just
try it out. Like I have family.
It takes time.
Like, they want to wear the makeup, but they feel like it takes too much time. They don't have the patience to do
it. It takes time. Yep. But you have to. Yeah, you got to practice. And certainly the more you do it, the less time it will take. Of course, you know,
take
a Saturday afternoon and just play with the makeup and see what you come up with. Like, Keisha doesn't wear makeup at all. I think she wears, what do you wear, Keisha? Mascara, if that. What do you wear?
So, I wear foundation, and I put some on my eyebrows, and that's it. When I tell you I just learned how to do my own eyebrows, and they're still not perfect, but I just learned how to do that about 2 years ago.
But again, it takes time,
anything.
And it's nothing. It's nothing
so
wrong with
makeup, girl.
Keisha looks so natural. I didn't even know she did that. So I'm.
I get a full color because my face is so pale. So I just put a little bit on it just to give me some kind of tan look and make my freckles pop a little bit. But I'm sure if I can master that contouring thing, my freckles will really pop. Since you said, you know, it highlights the cheek area and all of that, but. I love the whole, I think makeup is an art, but I promise you, I don't have a piece of patience to do that in the morning. I mean, from the two-tone shadow on the eyes and how they get the eye, you know what I want to master? To get the eyebrows to kind of fade, like blend in at the where your nose is.
Yeah.
That's
I know what you're talking about. You got to teach on that. You got to teach on that next week. The next time you come on about how to give a good eyebrow and that blend, because it's a trick to that, though, right?
It is. Okay. It really is.
Yeah.
It's a couple different things that you can do, too. So I'll make sure that we talk about that for next week.
Well, listen, we love you, Ebony, on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. We always get some good information. Because people don't realize that people do want to know how to do makeup, and they don't go on the tutorials. And if they hear it on the radio, it's like, oh, okay, I can, because like when you were saying that, I can visualize that, and it's like, oh, okay, the lips too, I got that, I got what you were saying. So this is definitely informative and just a piece of good information for those that want to do makeup, and this inspires them to do it. So listen, how can they follow you, book you, and all of that? Because you do you do jobs on, you know, you can be hired. So how can they get in touch with you?
Okay, so you can get in touch with me. I'm Ebony Tyler Beauty on Instagram, Ebony Tyler Beauty on Facebook, and you can email me if you have any questions or want to book me for anything at beauty@ebonytyler.com.
You better look her up. She's my favorite go-to. She does my makeup.
Thank you.
When I get it done, I love it. She's good with colors. Oh, my gosh, she'll put a color together that you wouldn't even think matched or went together. She just does that thing. She's the bomb. Go follow her on Instagram. She's always posting something. Follow her. Subscribe to your YouTube page. What's that?
Yes, my YouTube page is just Ebony Tyler. You'll see this big logo E. That's me. And I post videos and tutorials. And I hope that you guys subscribe and watch.
Yes, you got to do that, guys. Get on it. All right, Ebony, thank you so much. Until next time, I love you, girl.
Thank you. Love you, too. Have a great day.
Okay, Keisha, hold on. We're going to get back to the finishing, the closing the discussion. We got to take a commercial break. We'll be right back right after these messages.
Hi, my name is Gina R. Prince, and I am super excited about sharing with you my new fitness DVD called Health and Soul. Health and Soul, what does that mean? Well, for me, one day when I was praying and speaking with the Lord, and He ministered to me, He put that in my spirit, Health and Soul. And he said the meaning of that is that I want people to be healthy and I want their souls to be healed and whole as well. He said wholeness. And so as the time has gone by, God has really ministered to me about what he wants from the body of Christ as far as us being whole. He wants our mind healed and whole. He wants our body healed and whole. He wants our souls healed and whole. And so this is the beginning of the journey.
Freedom and deliverance are available to you and Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny by Dr. Gina R. Prince. One woman's story is everyone's struggle, and Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny. Available now at drginaprince.com.
What it is, everybody, it's your boy Country Wayne, Mr. Swag Riding Everything, and I'm on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
All right, now, let's close this out. What can we do, Keisha? You're on the front lines, too, with, you know, dealing with children on a regular basis and families and things like that. What is a suggestion that you can give us to help us get these kids back to being kids?
I think it starts, everything starts in the home. We have to take ownership, first of all, of our children's behaviors. You can't deny and, you know, that's not my child. He wouldn't do X, Y, and Z when they are, in fact, doing these behaviors. So first take ownership and help them. Help them continue to grow and develop on the right path instead of pushing it off and expecting the teachers to do it. That's where the gap is. And it's so hard to bridge that gap between the homes and the schools. And I find that's like a real big struggle with social workers. You know, everybody outside of the home turns into parents, from the teachers, counselors, after school staff, all of that. Everybody else is raising the child except for the people in the home that the children live with. So it really, I think it really starts there, just taking ownership and teaching them the right way, you know, or alternatives to expressing themselves instead of taking things, you know, when they're frustrated, you know, taking their anger out on other students. Allow your child time to talk to you about it, to work through those kinks. And then the children that are being attacked by, you know, other children or harmed, their items taken, same thing with them. You know, teach them to communicate and be open to you. Don't get mad at them. Don't shut them down. Don't shoot the messenger. Just allow them that moment to vent, to talk. However it comes out, let them get it out so that you can then help them see how to handle the situation. It's not always about a fight. It's not always about, you know, cursing the child out or cursing or taking it out on the parent. These children are going to be in school all day without us. They have to go to high school, middle school, elementary school. They need to know how to handle certain situations. And if it means involving an adult, that's okay. They should not be scared to seek support from the staff in the school. And if it gets out of hand, they need to understand that I, as your mother, I am going to step in. I'm not going to embarrass you. I'm not going to, you know, let it be to the point where you should be taunted. I know how to handle that when I get to school, but their behavior is not right, and you accepting this is not right. So, you know, you just got to take ownership of every action and just continue to nurture them, pray with them, pray for them, pray for all of them. But as I teach Darrell, I don't shun anybody's child. I don't care what background you come from or what the child is going through. That child needs love, too. There's no limit to the amount of love that we as a village can give these children out here. And some of them, they come from broken homes, or they come from the foster system. They come from the streets. They're homeless. They're in the shelters. Mm-hmm. So they don't have things. And the only alternative that they know is to take it from somebody else. But they, in turn, need help, too. So I just think we all just need to have, we have to step in when we see the children misbehaving, not necessarily with our child or towards our child, just misbehaving in general. We got to stop being afraid to speak to these children and say something.
That's what it is. That's exactly the problem, is that the adults are afraid of the kids. Because, you know, the kids are loose cannon and they pop off, and people are afraid of getting shot and stabbed and set up and, you know. But see, my thing is, I believe in prayer. I believe that God protects his people. And I believe that, you know, when you set that example as a leader, kids really want to be led somewhere. It's your approach. You can't meet the child where they are. You have to be above that. You know what I'm saying? But actually be able to be humble enough to be able to listen and communicate and relate. You know,
and
you can't get to the
in.
Point where you forget. Yeah, that's how you do. And a lot of times they respond to that. You know, I've always had kids around. You know, me, my house has always been the house to come to. And I listen to the children. I want to know what's going on. You know, I ask them about girls. I ask them, you know, about, you know, what stuff they like. I try, because I want to know about the child. And a lot of times we do not, because they're children, we dismiss that they are human. And that they have opinions, and they have thoughts, and they have hurts, and they have, you know, just like we do. But because they're children, we tend to try to put them on the back burner. Like, they're children, they'll get over it. But sometimes they don't get over certain things, and it carries with them into adulthood, and it can affect their destiny. So I believe what you're saying is so accurate. Communication, being fearless, stepping in, knowing that you are someone to look up to. I mean, maybe, you know, adults got issues of their own, you know. Maybe they don't feel worthy enough, or maybe they too angry or caught up in their own stuff. But we have to put all of that aside, because the generation that's coming up, if we want things to change, we have to impart change into them. We cannot keep duplicating our hurt and our pain and our disappointment in these children. We have to give them an opportunity to express their gifts and talents to make this world a productive world and a better place. That's just
we
got to
break that generational curse. That's exactly what it is.
Yep, exactly, exactly. Well,
and
this
then one quick thing my pastor said on Sunday, and I think it's applicable to our babies. We cannot expect them to just go through. We have to help them grow through any situation.
Amen to that. That is great. That's a good key right there. So take hold of that. Where can they reach you at?
They can reach me, Keisha.Leach, L-E-E-C, K-E-I-S-H-A dot Leach, L-E-E-C-H at gmail.com. Send me any questions. I'm open, definitely down to support. Our babies need us.
Yes, indeed. Well, you know, you came on a little early because I had you to fill in, but she'll be back next week. With a whole new topic. But this was good, and I'm so glad that you were able to stay on. Thank you so much for coming on today a week earlier. This was great. I always enjoy talking to you. And so listen, you guys, take all that you've gotten today, including that wonderful interview with Larry Blackman from Cameo. Everything that we talked about today is some way for you to grow and get better and become greater. You can do it because God has divine purpose for you. So continue to live healthy, live whole, live in your destiny. I'm loving you always. Until next week. Take care.
Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.